Las Vegas police search home in connection with 1996 murder of Tupac Shakur. By Paul Bois on July 19, 2023. Police in Las Vegas on Tuesday reportedly searched a home for leads in connection to the 1996 murder of iconic rapper Tupac Shakur. Shakur was gunned down on the night of September 7, 1996, while sitting in a black BMW with Death Row Records head Marion Suge Knight. The two were reportedly waiting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip when assailants in a white Cadillac pulled up alongside them and opened fire. Shakur died from his gunshot wound 6 days later in the hospital. No arrests have ever been made in his murder. According to the Associated Press, Tuesday's search in the Las Vegas home pertained to Shakur's murder, though no details have been shared. Authorities in Nevada served a search warrant this week in connection with the long unsolved killing of rapper Tupac Shakur nearly 30 years ago, they confirmed Tuesday. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department said the search warrant was executed Monday in the nearby city of Henderson. It's unclear what they were looking for and where they were looking. Department spokesperson Aiden Ocampo Gomez said in a brief phone call that he couldn't provide further details on the latest development in the case, citing the open investigation. Police have previously said that investigations into Tupac's murder were difficult because witnesses refused to cooperate. At the time of his death, he had been in an infamous feud with rapper Notorious B.I.G., who was gunned down 6 months after Tupac. Marion Suge Knight was sentenced to 28 years in prison in 2018 for mowing down and killing Compton businessman Terry Carter. Carter was killed after Knight and one of his longtime rivals, Claybone Sloan, started fighting outside a Compton burger stand in January 2015. Knight was upset about his portrayal in an NWA biopic, Straight Outta Compton, which Sloan was serving as a consultant on. Knight clipped Sloan with his pickup truck, seriously injuring him, before speeding through the parking lot and running over Carter and fleeing, reported Jacksonville.com. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.